You're listening to the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service.
Hi, DX Audio Service members. Phil Wayne asked me to give you a sample of our format change here in town. WCIT was on 940 for many, many years as a top 40 station. It broadcasts on 940 with only a whopping 250 watts. Later on, it became a news and talk station, an all-news station, kind of cloning the format of WWJ 950 in Detroit. Then the station was sold. It became a urban station as WLJM, Jammin' 940. And then it turned to a sports station with ESPN Radio, finally taking on the call sign of their FM station, which was WZOQ, and they called it the Sports Zoo. Well, it just had a format change, and they went back to, of all things, oldies, so I thought I'd give you a sample. The format switch was not too impressive, as you'll hear. This is what I woke up with at 6 o'clock in the morning. Yeah, just kind of went off the air. Probably a half hour later, it came back for a moment. Then went off and came on a couple times, real short. Half hour later, it came back on, and this is what it sounded like for the rest of the morning.
Lima's greatest hit, 940 WCIT. WCIT. Phil Austin in the morning with Lima's greatest hits. Be back in tomorrow morning bright and early at 7 o'clock.
We are the station Lima depends on with Lima's greatest hits all day and the news you need at the top and bottom of every hour with the latest from Lima's most dependable newsroom. This is WCIT. Lima.
Monday with scattered showers and thunderstorms later. Good morning, I'm Bob Alm with the news you need to know. The Ohio Department of Transportation says the
North Dixie Highway in Wapakoneta.
WCIT.
James and the Shondells on 940 WCIT, Lima's greatest hits. It's Phil Austin in the morning with Love Potion number 9. The Searchers are on right now.
I took my troubles down to Madam Rue. Love Potion number 9.
940 WCIT. At work, at home, in the car, wherever you are, we'll be there. Take the great oldies wherever you go. There's a time and a place for every great oldie. 940 WCIT, Lima's greatest hits.
WCIT, Lima's greatest hits. It's Phil Austin in the morning as we roll nonstop with the Monkees on WCIT.
I thought love was only true and fair tale.
Never miss a second of your favorite radio station again. Catch our live online stream anytime at 940WCIT.com.
Girl. You'll be your woman soon. You'll need a
Lima's greatest hits on 940 WCIT. It's Phil Austin in the morning. OJ's now on CIT.
Forty WCIT, Lima's greatest hits.
It's 940 WCIT. Bill Austin in the morning. Ron Williams in this afternoon for Lima's only local issues-related talk show. It's 3 to 5 Talk with Ron Williams on WCIT. Don't miss it.
I'm going to wait till the midnight.
Lima's greatest hits. It's 940 WCIT. Phil Austin in the morning. It's 10:30 right now.
We are the station Lima depends on, with Lima's greatest hits all day and the news you need at the top and bottom of every hour, with the latest from Lima's most dependable newsroom. This is WCIT Lima.
Wet by later in the day today, and it will be warmer. Good morning, I'm Bob Alm with the news you need to know. Sunday was a very big day for nearly 200 seniors.
I should mention that the voice tracks and some of the time checks did not match the content at times, so I know they're still working out the bugs with the format, but that's basically what mornings sound like on the new WCIT. The other station here in town is on 1150, and that's WIMA.
We hope to have a decision on the motion to suppress by the end of this week. Basil's trial is set to start next month. Looks like we could get wet later today. Your forecast from the Weather Channel is next. Advance headlines as news happens at 1150 WIMA.com, courtesy of Citizens National Bank. 1150 WIMA news time is 7:35.
Time to get ready for summer. Sunscreen?
Check.
Your local Ag Chem supplier for Impact Herbicide.
Miss a minute, miss a lot.
Provide the best possible asset.
News Talk 1150 WIMA and 1150WIMA.com.
With a frontal boundary draped across the region and a wave of low pressure developing on it, it's going to bring us a good chance for showers and thunderstorms today and partly sunny, 71 for Thursday. Details online at 1150WIMA.com. I'm meteorologist Ed Levy from the Weather Channel.
60 right now at your official weather station. Your next update coming up at 8 o'clock. For news on demand anytime, go to 1150WIMA.com, keyword news. And to report news as it happens, give us a phone call, 419-229-NEWS. I'm Doug Jenkins, 1150 WIMA.
Thanks, Doug. 737, 1150 WIMA. We'll talk about the new passport rules coming up here in just a couple of minutes. But first, Dr. Dean Adell this morning talks about water everywhere. Doc?
You know all these folks carrying around water bottles and they think they're going to dehydrate? What's that about? Try cutting back 25%. It'll save you a few trips to the bathroom. I'm Dr. Dean Adell.
Hey, cars are unpredictable. A loose nut and a squeaky wiper blade pop up and suddenly you can't see and...
Takes care of everything.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
7:39 at News Talk 1150 WIMA. New passport rules. We'll talk about it in 1 minute.
The absolute first in area news. The Advanced Headline Center.
Exclusively at 1150WIMA.com.
Did you know that wetlands are one of the world's most valuable places?
And be sure to tour the Energy Star at home for tips on saving energy.
Weather Channel 3-day forecast says chance of rain today, tonight, tomorrow. Really nice by Thursday. High today 79, 58 overnight, 61 our high tomorrow. How's that for a cool down? Then 71 on Thursday. It's now 59 at your official weather station, News Talk 1150 WIMA. Good morning, 741. I'm Mike Miller. The new passport rules went into effect yesterday. George Weiss is a former U.S. Customs Commissioner and is currently an executive advisor with Booz Allen Hamilton Consultants. Good morning, George.
Good morning, Mike. How are you this morning?
Hey, I'm doing just great and thinking about...
And that's pretty much how they sound in the morning time until about 9 o'clock. Then they go into the usual syndicated stuff that you hear on the radio until about 6 o'clock. Then they switch to Fox Sports. At 1 o'clock, they go to Coast AM until 5. And at 5, they have basically what's called an ag hour with a lot of agricultural news. And here's the legal ID.
Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
The news is coming up. It's Tuesday morning. It's the 8 o'clock hour. And we talk with representatives of the city of Lima. Lima Mayor David Berger will be in studio with us. Phone lines are open, as always, for your questions or comments. It's 8 o'clock.
Your world, your news, your voice.
On air and online.
News Talk 1150
in a bad mood last night, but ultimately...
Besides our two local stations here in Lima on 940 and 1150, we also have another station about 60 miles away, which makes an impact in the ratings and a lot of people here in this county listen to. And I think it needs no explanation about its call sign or its location.
Still the American way.
I'm Bob Chase.
Sorry, Bob. News Talk 1190 Wall. It's 8:55 here, Charlotte Burke. Time saver traffic.
Okay, good ride so far out there this morning. It's a little bit hazy, but...
Low to mid to upper 50s, and tomorrow mostly cloudy. Rain should end mid-60s. It is cloudy. It's 57. News Talk 1190 Wall.
This is Dave Acoli, Allendale, Fort Wayne, with morning grain comments. Corn's 93%. Go to Little Red Barn page at wowo.com. I'm Dave Acoli, News Talk 1190 Wowo.
Here's a message from Carver and Happy Insurance. B. Hamilton and BSB Insurance Services, LLC, Huntington. Find out more at halfpricebooks.com.
In the know, in the now. Fort Wayne's source for Fox News Radio. Plus the top local news that really matters to you.
News Talk 1190 WOWO.
Depend on it.
Connected live on the internet at wowo.com. News now. This is the station Northeastern Indiana turns to first for breaking news and weather.
WOWO, Fort Wayne.
Depend on it.
Good morning. It's Tuesday, June 2nd, 2009. We have cloudy skies, 57 degrees. WOWO news time is 9 o'clock. Fort Wayne's most frequent dependable forecast from the Weather Channel.
Just a quick comment concerning that air check. That's the way WOWO sounds like typically here in Allen County, Ohio. And that's because their IBOC actually eats their own analog station. And it sounds basically like they're at a third of what their normal power would be. But that's the way WOWO sounds these days here in Lima. Our next station is a station that, well, it used to be a big top 40 rocker, and it makes it in down here. And there are people that actually listen to it. This one's all the way from Windsor, Ontario.
Ask for an insurance plan.
All right, very good. We are back with more of your calls, more from Kenlon Windsor Jr. here on AM 800.
It's Customer Appreciation Day at A&W in Windsor on Saturday, June 6th.
In Windsor, Essex County. WindsorEssexOpenHouse.com. Click on.
Well, showers ending this morning, a mix of sun and cloud with highs near 18, overnight lows down around 10. Cloudy tomorrow, a mix of sun and cloud, highs near 19, getting better. Thursday and Friday, sunny, highs near 22. It's 10 right now, that's 50 Fahrenheit.
The Capaldi Corporation is proud to present...
Dollar items today. Save money, live better.
Where is the money?
We've got money.
More money?
An awful lot of money.
If you want the best tips on keeping your money right where you like it,
in your pocket,
then tune into the Clark Howard Show.
Consumer advice on everything from credit cards to coupons.
If you spend money or are trying your best not to,
then this show is a must listen.
This show is a must listen.
Save more, spend less, and avoid rip-offs.
The Clark Howard Show.
Weeknights from 8 to 9 right here on AM 800 CKLW.
The information station.
Ontario's largest outdoor arts and crafts show is back.
Open 6 till 6, Monday to Friday, Saturday 6 till 5.
We continue in the next hour with more from you, your questions and comments for Ward 4. City Councilor Ken Lewenza Jr., we are talking with him. He is holding a town hall meeting for his constituents on Thursday at 5:30 at Club Alouette, kind of a town hall meeting, and we're doing it here first on AM 800 so he can answer your questions, listen to you, as many residents as possible, not only his constituents, but all of you, getting your solutions, some of your questions. 519-792-CKLW. Don't forget tonight, it's Primetime Sports.
On Primetime Sports, you don't just get us knuckleheads from our studios in Toronto, center of the sports universe, by the way. You get experts from around the world checking in to talk about sports every night. Primetime Sports, weeknights at 6 on AM 800.
No coupons to collect.
No points to redeem.
Just free news and information for Windsor Essex.
We're AM 800 CKLW, a Chum radio station.
It's 10 o'clock.
10 right now in Windsor, Essex. A mix of sun and cloud for the rest of today. The high near 18, 64 degrees Fahrenheit.
And that's just some of the radio stations that I can listen to on the AM band here in Lima, Ohio, with the exception of a certain station on 1580, which we won't talk about. And I'm sure Phil Wayne would like to hear from you if you have a market scope to provide. Just record some of the AM radio stations in your market. Be sure to include the top of the hour ID. Give us a short narration about the station, a little history about it, and send it to Phil Wayne, that's P-H-I-L-W-A-Y-N-E, at 313 West Spring Street in Upper Sandusky, Ohio, 43351-1652. And I'm sure Phil and the rest of the membership would really enjoy it. Now, here's the musings to the members.
The Musers.
Hi, DXers. This is Matthew Ellis again in Springfield, Missouri. I thought I'd clarify my 530 question. I heard the tape Fred was talking about Canada. I know it's definitely not Canada. Based on the article I read in Public Communications, which brought up the question originally because it was what I was hearing, so let me try to explain it again. It's the only station I've ever gotten on 530. It's usually very faint, very quiet. I know it's in Spanish. It's playing a lot of kind of soft elevator-type music. It's very hard to hear what they're saying in Spanish. I'm just trying to remember what the frequency is. If anybody could let me know, that would be great. Have a good month, DXers, and 73.
This is Tim Hendel in Huntsville. Thank you, Fred, for telling us more about translators. I would still like to know, what is the power that these translators can run? And I agree, I hate the satellites. Calvary Satellite Network and American Family Radio are some of the worst offenders at throwing translators all over the FM band that have no offerings to the local community at all. The 530 continuous music station that a lot of us are hearing is Radio Encyclopedia, or Radio Enciclopedia, from Cuba. That station operates on other frequencies within Cuba, as do most Cuban networks, and they really put it up on 530 to block Radio Marti, which for a while was broadcasting from an airplane flying around in circles up above Tampa Bay. I think they've stopped Radio Marti on 530, but Radio Encyclopedia is still there, almost obliterating the Spanish religious station from Grand Turk that was on there before. CIAO in Brampton broadcasts mostly in foreign languages. I've heard Portuguese in the middle of the night, and I've heard programs for people from India, but broadcast in English. So you can distinguish them from Radio Encyclopedia. And actually, the station that was licensed to Fort Erie, Ontario, CJFT, I think was the call, I'm not sure, and they were Fort Erie's right across the river from Buffalo. That's really the same station that has now moved to Brampton and is CIAO, CHOW, broadcasting these foreign language programs. But I think they have little or maybe nothing in Spanish. So if you hear an ID at the top of the hour and it's in Spanish, that probably is Radio Encyclopedia, as I said before, broadcasting mostly music.
Hi, this is Bob Rathbun from Lowell, Massachusetts. And I just wanted to compliment Camille on an excellent market scope. It had all the stations right up through the dial to 1550. A lot of times the market scopes cut out around the 1200 frequency, and it's good to hear all of them. And her information was good. And I was just very pleased with it. And when you're pleased with something, it's good to let someone know. Camille, congratulations.
Hello, fellow DXers. Wayne Ryan in Brantford, Ontario. I'm very sorry to hear about Mike Lance's guide dog. It was a very adorable dog. I've encountered it during every convention I've been at so far, which I think is the last nine of them. I called Mike yesterday, and we had a little chat. And he's going to get a new dog, and I hope and feel sure that this will be suitable for him. I've just been to Meridian, Mississippi again a couple of weeks ago, as I go down every year for the Jimmy Rogers Memorial Festival. This makes 37 years for me now. And some of the pickups I had down there. On the Wednesday night I was there, I got WFAN out of New York on 660. Now, that had to be at least 1,000 miles away. A more remarkable catch was CKNX Wingham, Ontario on 920 one night. That's a 10,000-watt station, not 50. And there are other stations on the frequency that might have come in. I was very happy with the country music situation down there. 102.1 is still the best of the three FM stations in Meridian that's playing country music, because they are playing the country classics. There are a couple of them in Jackson, too, which is the state capital that came in. And also on FM, they have a Fox Sports Network station. That's over on the Alabama side around York, Livingston, Demopolis, that area. This last Friday, which was 4th of June, I was sitting out in the courtyard at my retirement home here that I'm living in, and I picked up on 940 WGRP, Greenville, Pennsylvania, playing the country classics. They also have a sister station in another little town down there on 1470 that I get up here some nights that plays them, and it's very good. Dave Wattmau and I heard those stations on his car radio on the way to and from the Pittsburgh Convention last year, and I, again, am looking very forward to Allentown. The first week in June, early in the morning, and I mean early, about 4 o'clock, 4:30, I happened to be awake and doing a little dialing around, and on 10:50, I heard music, and I wasn't able to get an ID as to where it was coming from. I know what it couldn't have been. It could not have been Chum in Toronto, because they're all news now. It couldn't have been the station in New York, because they're ESPN. They're all sports. So maybe somebody can help me with that.
Hey, DXers. This is Tom Jackson, or TJ the DJ, from Sycamore, Illinois. Hey, I want to ask you, Fred, what are your views and opinions on the digital transition? And as for me, I have to say goodbye to Television DX as I know it. And it was weird today, this is June 12th, and at 12:30, all the channels out here in Chicago, in the Chicago area, changed over to digital. However, the eSkip was happening, and I picked up a station in Orlando, and it was Channel 2 out of Orlando, and they were playing, it was a continuous tape loop saying that they have changed to digital and where they could go, where people could go for help and what have you. And they just kept playing it and playing it. I believe it was WESH. I believe that those were the call letters in Orlando. All right. Have a great summer, DXers. Rock on.
And that is our musings to the members on this edition of the DX Audio Service. If you didn't hear the message about the musings line, flip your tape back over to side one and listen right at the end of the tape for a message about the musings line. To Tim Hendel, the powers of translators can be, well, different levels. Everything, I've seen them from a half watt all the way up to 100 watts, approaching LPFM type of power levels. It all depends on the station. And in the TV service, it's even more convoluted, anywhere from a 1-watt signal all the way up to 15 kilowatts. In fact, the station I work for owns a couple of translators, except we're kind of pulling a fast one, and instead of translating another station, we're translating what's coming out of our master control room as in a local station. So we're actually programming a translator locally. And I guess, TJ, you wanted to know about the digital transition. Well, first of all, I'll tell you that I think that there are some problems that are going to have to be worked out with reception. Obviously, the biggest problem is anyone with rabbit ears is kind of aced out of receiving digital signals, because the digital signal really requires a directional antenna pointing right at the TV station. In our case, on Channel 8, we're getting quite good reviews from people who have a directional antenna, a good Yagi antenna, and in fact, we're getting signal reports from 60 miles away. On the other side of the coin, people that have went to Radio Shack and bought the cheap little $29.95 rabbit ear antennas and stick those on top of their DTV converter, they're not getting anything. And I've been taking the calls all last week. And in fact, speaking of last week, here's what happened on the air at exactly 6:59 and 45 seconds on WLIO Channel 35. And if you listen very carefully, you can actually hear the transmitter go off.
And that's pretty much it. Do a scan and you'll pick up all your local stations.
Bruce, we're just moments away now from witnessing history, I see.
Oh, it is a momentous occasion, and I've been here for the entire time. It's been a great place to be, and it's been a great industry to be in. And we thank all you guys for allowing us to come and be on your show this morning.
It's early, isn't it?
It's very early, much earlier than I'm normally accustomed to, yeah.
Okay, we're getting ready to press the magic button.
All right.
Tell us what you're going to be doing here, Fred.
Well, we're going to take a final set of meter readings on the transmitter, and that will be it.
So you're signing off, essentially.
Okay. Let's do a countdown. Three,
two, one.
Goodbye, Channel 35.
What this means, folks, if you're seeing us now, you're good to go. We'll see you Monday.
Good morning. Today exclusive, Alaska Governor Sarah Palin speaks out about that feud with David Letterman.
And with a push of a button, the 1964 RCA transmitter, Channel 35 analog, was history. 4 days later, there was a hole in the wall where the transmitter once stood, and that will become the new IT center at the station. And in another building, Channel 35 will be like the Phoenix rising from the ashes, and we'll be launching a brand new digital station, WOHL-CD, which will be on the air with our ABC and our CBS affiliate. Now here's Wally with a talk about jingles. He had a chance to talk with jingle pioneer Tom Merriman, and I think you're going to enjoy this.
Jazz the coolest.
Beat the swinginest.
DJ's the smoothest.
Program's the zinginest.
News the latest from everywhere. Still the greatest on the air. WRDW.
You started out in South Bend, Indiana.
Yeah, in a way, that's where I went to high school and kind of grew up before I went in the service. But basically, I started out in South Bend.
And your music education was at Indiana?
Yeah, I did a master's degree at Indiana, yes.
And from there, where?
I went to Juilliard after that and in New York City. And after I had gotten married, and of course, I was in the service for 2 or 3 years. After the service, kind of went on to eventually made my way to Dallas working for Gordon McClendon. And
what made you come to Dallas? Why Dallas?
Well, I had a college buddy who came to Indiana to go to school. And the reason he did is because the dean of the School of Music in Denton had taken over as the new dean of Indiana. And he came up to work on his master's degree, and we got to be friends. Later played in bands together and so forth, and he asked me if I'd like to come down and join the staff of that Liberty Broadcasting System. And I was glad to get out of New York. We were ready to start a family and so forth. But once I got to Dallas, I began to realize that my best field was the commercial field. And I started out doing jingles and IDs and one thing and another.
About when was this?
Well, that'd be I got out of the service in 46 or 7. I went back to school, let's see, it'd be about 1950, 51. That's a long time ago.
I was born in 1951.
Well,
so you worked in the orchestra at KLIF, correct?
Yes, I was the musical director at, it was Liberty Broadcasting, actually. And, you know, Gordon had started with KLIF and then went into Gordon McClendon and then went into doing baseball recreation games. You probably know the story. And he became pretty well known in that field. And it didn't last too long, but it got me started and got me into the business. And that's how I developed that into the commercial field, doing commercials. I was about the only one in town doing them, so I got most of them at that time, and that's how it started.
Do you remember your first jingle, who it was for?
Well, I did a lot of IDs, and you know what we call IDs in the business, identifications of the station in various ways. I did a lot of those for KLIF and other stations here in town. And but I did a lot of commercial jingles, you know, a lot of things for beers and banks, First National Bank, and a lot of other just jingles, you know, just advertising things. It was great.
You're best known for two companies, and the first one was Commercial Recording Company.
Yeah.
Corporation. Tell us a little bit about CRC.
Well, I went into CRC as a partner with another fellow from Houston, and he had equipment, and he wanted to start a jingle and company. I was teaching school at the time. That was what I was living on, is teaching school and directing church choirs. And so I thought, well, yeah, I'll give it a whirl with him. And we didn't last very long before we were in financial trouble with taxes and everything else. So we took another partner on who had the money to help us sustain. His name was John Coyle. And so CRC started, and it was quite successful, although we had lots of competition, good competition too. So, I stayed in and out of CRC for quite a while. I'd leave and come back and one thing and another, but I was looking for something else. I don't know quite what it was. I think I was looking for what became TM in that it had more breadth to it. It had a wider spectrum of product, and it was much better run, and especially at the administrative and sales level. And it just worked out much better than CRC did.
You'll hear music, all the latest tunes every morning, night and afternoon, as KWEL brings you the Top 40 Survey.
Listen.
Yes, listen.
Do you recall the name?
It's a million disc hit from the Musical Hall of Fame. Radio on the go. Radio KSO, Radio KSO.
How did you meet Jim Long?
Jim was in the radio business in Indianapolis, and actually called me one time, and we talked, one of those 2 or 3 hour conversations that you have once in a while with somebody. And he was really wanting to come and get into the jingle business. So I said, well, I can get you a job with CRC. And so he came down and came to Dallas, and it wasn't more than 2 or 3 weeks and he and I started putting our heads together about him joining my company, which was at that time Tom Merriman Music. And so we finally started a company together. I mean, he joined my company, and we were equal partners in it. And so I thought this is going to be tough to do. So I stayed on teaching for a while, kind of paid a lot of the bills, and he took it over, and I think the rest is kind of history, because he did a marvelous job of running that company and building it into what it became later, which I think was probably the best company of its kind at the time. Although, as again, we had great competition from PAMS and other companies that were in this business too.
You can hear the difference on WHBQ, and it's wonderful.
So, but that's how we got together and eventually really built a company with more bread, being involved in a production of various kinds. For example, in the library business, which most of the others were not, and also in the programming end of things, which Ernie Wynn ran, as you probably know. And we were very, very fortunate in finding the people to really be able to make these things happen. And we had tremendous executive people. I know I'm telling you something that you know, but our audience wouldn't know. It was dependent on having all the legs strong, and including the music side of it and the production side of it and the advertising side of it and the library side of it. You know, they were all strong legs for that stool, and it just happened, worked great. I'm just talking too much because I'm so enthusiastic about it. And today I'm seeing so many friends who are part of that, and I'm so grateful to all of them.
People who have worked in this industry for a long time, I've been around a little bit, but we all have our favorite packages that Tom Merriman has created or has had in hand. Are there certain compositions, packages that Tom has written that he really liked?
You know, I hate to really say that, because the funny thing about it is that I would do the package, and then they would name what it was going to be called. And somehow or other, by that time, I would have been on another project. So most of the packages I wrote, I can't even remember what they were called. You know, it was just another writing job to me all the time, and one thing go right to the next deal. And eventually we had lots of help, lots of fine writers who joined us, added to the variety of what we had. We began to go out of Dallas for production people, but that I hate to admit I can't remember, and my mind goes. Some of the better known packages that we had, I didn't think that was our best work, but I was really more interested in longer forms, particularly film scores and that sort of thing, where I could do more than just than just write call letters and so forth. So, I don't want to denigrate the product at all, because it was well done, and we were very, very fortunate having terrific technical people. You know, the engineering staff was incredible, and we weathered a lot of storms. We lost our first engineer, died right as we were just getting to a place where we were successful, and he had given us so much, and but we were always blessed with the best people in every slot we had. I think Jim was great at picking out the Ken Justices and people like that. Ken Justice just had graduated from my alma mater, Indiana, and he sent me an audition of his work, and it was fantastic as a application for a job. And I gave it to Jim, and 2 weeks later he was working for us, and he was one of our best contributors. Proud of it.
I have to ask you about the work that you did for the amusement parks, especially the works that involved that eventually was done that used the voice of Mel Blanc.
That was with Gene Patrick Productions. Gene was producing for primarily for Six Flags, and Six Flags used the Warner Brothers Mel Blanc characters as they still do. And so we'd go out and record Mel. Mel was at the point where he was getting pretty up there in years. And he was a heavy smoker. And he'd smoke a cigarette, and then he'd cough for about 5 minutes. And then he'd say, "Roll him." And we'd record him. And what I would do is I would, from musically with Mel, I would write the music out, and we'd do a piano version for him. And then we just let him go with it, you know. And he, his natural comic ability was such that he would take the dumbest lyric we had, but he'd interject things into it that really made it work, and always in character. And so that was a I enjoyed doing, and we had, it was all original Mel stuff. He'd come in and he'd whip through that stuff like that. He was a quick study on the material, which was almost all original material at that point. And that was an enjoyable experience for me, and because he was such a pro, and he had always had stories. But that was terrific.
Two more very quick questions. Lyrics. Did you write a lot of lyrics for the jingles you wrote?
I did. I wrote, quite a few. Almost all of the political jingles I would do either the lyric or take their theme and work that over. I did a lot of lyrics, not very good. I used the rhyming dictionary most of the time, but we didn't use a lyricist very much until later. We did some then. So
I've seen you write on sessions. Explain to me just very briefly, how could you do it so fast? You would be sitting there, and they'd be doing the rhythm section. Danny Peterson would be just doing the knobs and the dials. They'd be out there. You'd be scribbling away and totally involved in your score. Someone would hit a clam. You'd know it instantly. Explain that process, how that works in your mind.
Well, I guess in the case of picking out bad notes, as you said, clams, there, if the chord doesn't ring right, you know, if it doesn't sound, there's something wrong. It's kind of like playing back on a computer these days, which the composers use a lot. And when that thing plays back, you're going to hear that mistake. Now the thing you have to do is figure out where is the mistake and why is it there, and get it changed and fixed. And I don't know, I just have an instinctive feeling, I think, when the chord has a wrong note, and sometimes they're kind of hard to find. That was part of what I did that I think helped us move along pretty well. The other thing was that it was always a case of money anyway. It was always a case of, you spend too much time trying to fool around to fix it, fix something, it's almost easier to say, cut that out, and or you don't play in there, or something like that, anything to get on with it, because you know, it costs a lot of money to record. I wouldn't have to tell you guys that. So that was part of the deal. But I think it was mostly that I had written it, so naturally I had a more intimate view of what was supposed to be there. It was always surprising to me that it sounded better than I thought it was going to sound, which is a tribute to the technical guys, the engineers who mixed all that stuff. I'd walk out of the studio and say, gee, that piece of music was, I've done something better than that. And I could have done something else. And then I'd get the mixed versions, and well, it's pretty good, because they knew what they were doing. They bring out the right things. You know, it's always a case of teamwork, and the best musicians, the best singers, the best of everything that you can do. And that's my favorite word, the best, because I think that's the whole secret to success, and the secret to the success of TM was that it was everybody was the best. And they weren't just rank amateurs when they came in. They were pros to begin with, but they left there with the brand of TM on them. And as I call it, I say it's a brand because TM has, in spite of its various owners, has always retained the TM a signature. But the important thing was always that we would, whatever it took to do it well, if it meant going to Europe, if it meant going to L.A. or working, bringing people in, we'd bring a whole rhythm section in from Los Angeles. Expensive, you know, but it was what made us the best, I think.
Wally's conversation with a legend in the jingle business, Tom Merriman. And what better way to end the DX audio service than with one of his jingles? We'll see you in 30 days. Good DX.
You, come have a good time with our good time fun. You, Seattle's our kind of town. You, and we got your kind of sound. You. You and me and K-I-N-G. You've made us one of a kind. You, that's why we keep you in mind. You.